Okay, our friends. So today I am reading a story for you called The Family Christmas Tree Book. This story was written by Tome de Paola, and he's got a ton of Christmas stories. It looks like we'll have to check out some more of them. But today I have a question. Do you have a Christmas tree? Some people celebrate with them. Not everyone. But some people do, and if you are one of those people, then this story is going to be for you. Are you ready? Yes. So today's story is read by Mommy, and...
I am definitely not Steve.
Definitely not Steve?
Oh, come on, that's funny. That's funny.
All right.
Oh, come on.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely not Steve. Are you ready?
That's not my real name. Just said it to be funny.
It's okay. I liked it. All right, here we go. The Family Christmas Tree Book. Hey, Mom and Dad, how did the Christmas trees get started?
Yeah, who invented the first one?
Well, no one's exactly sure who invented the first one, but decorated trees and branches at Christmas time have been around a long, long time, says the mom. In the Middle Ages, December 24th was called Adam and Eve's Day. On that day, a play was put on in front of the churches, and evergreen branches with apples on them were part of the play. They represented the Tree of Paradise, says the dad. And the mom says, I guess people liked the bright green branches, because when the medieval plays were no longer performed, people brought evergreens and even small fir trees into their homes. Especially in Germany, where they put not only apples on the trees, but also paper roses and flat wafers. The apples represented Adam and Eve, the roses, the Virgin Mary, and the wafers, the Christ child. These trees were called Christbaum. And in the picture, we get to see what they look like. And you know what? That looks like a pretty cool looking tree, don't you think? Not Steve? Dad and I just read that in Germany, they had other Christmas things too. One was called a pyramid. And it was made out of wood and was decorated with branches and candles. And the other was called Lichtstock. And it was a flat triangle-shaped rack, just for candles. And in the pictures, we can see what these things looked like. They're very interesting. They almost look like, do you think, a Christmas tree? Yeah, me too. Right. Lots of German people had either a pyramid or a Lichtstock or a Christbaum standing side by side in the same room. And finally, the candles were moved from the pyramid to the tree. Of course, the old-time trees were small and were put on tables. It wasn't until Christmas came to America that it reached from floor to the ceiling. And the kids have questions.
Then... when did Christmas trees come to America?
Says the little boy. Well, the first trees known about were decorated in 1747 by a group of people from Germany called Moravians. They lived in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Little by little, as more German people moved to America, there were more Christmas trees. Other people borrowed the custom, and by the 1800s, many magazines had articles about them. Famous people had Christmas trees, too. In England, Queen Victoria's German husband, Prince Albert, helped to make them popular. He gave decorated trees to schools and army barracks, and at the palace there was a separate tree for each of the young princes and the princesses. That's interesting, isn't it? Can you imagine having your very own Christmas tree? What a wonderful thing that would be. President Teddy Roosevelt decided not to have a Christmas tree one year because he was worried that too many trees were being cut down. His son, Archie, was so disappointed that he decorated his own tree and hid it in a closet. That's funny.
Of course, Christmas trees aren't cut down from forests anymore. They're grown on farms, like the one we went to, as a special crop.
By the 1930s, Christmas trees really became popular, and now everywhere you look at Christmas time, you'll see Christmas trees. Oh, and so the parents have been talking to their kids this whole time. While they've been carrying the tree from the Christmas tree farm where they purchased it into their house.
Look, Grandma,
says the little boy, and his grandma has walked up and she says,
oh, how beautiful. I have a Christmas stand already.
And in her hands, sure enough, she has the Christmas tree stand. That's where they will put the Christmas tree.
You know, when I was a little girl, we didn't have a Christmas tree stand. Even though they were being made, they were very expensive. So my father used to nail wood to the bottom of the tree. Once we used all of my mother's flat irons to hold the tree up. But the trees always got very dry, so one Christmas we filled a wash tub with coal and put the tree in the middle of it and then added water. I remember we had to pile bricks on top of the coal so the tree wouldn't fall over. My mother's rich Aunt Clara had a Christmas tree stand with a music box. As the music played, the tree went around.
Okay, let's test the lights,
says the dad, and the grandmother's vision of what her childhood was like is very interesting because you can buy trees now that have motorized stands and they go around and around just like back then. But this one, I'm going to guess, probably had to be wound. And the ones that we have now, you just plug in, right? They run on electricity. Did you know that the first lights on Christmas trees were real candles? Says the mom. There's a nice legend that a man named Martin Luther was out walking one Christmas Eve, and he saw a fir tree on a hill. It was surrounded by stars. It looked so beautiful that he decided to surprise his family with a special Christmas tree. So he put candles on the branches and lit them, and the tree looked as though it was filled with stars.
Grandma, did you ever have a real tree with real candles on it?
Yes, indeed. Real candles were so pretty, but they could only be lit for a short time because they were also very dangerous.
Why do you suppose?
Because fire and wood doesn't turn out
pretty good. Yeah, fire and wood does not turn out pretty good. You don't want to have fire in a wooden thing. It'll burn it all up, won't it?
The first electric lights were used in 1882. They were on a tree at the home of Edward Johnson. He was a friend of Thomas Edison, the man who invented the light bulb. In 1895, Grover Cleveland was the first president to use electric lights on the tree in the White House. Each bulb had to be wired separately on the tree. Strings of lights weren't invented until 1907, says the dad.
Now there are all kinds of Christmas tree lights. Ones that glitter like stars, lights that blink on and off, lights that bubble, and even lights that look just like candles.
How come you put the lights on first, Dad?
Says the little boy.
Because it's easier to move them around before the ornaments get put on.
Can you imagine how hard it must be to put the ornaments on and then put the Christmas lights on? Because you'd have to tuck them in behind the ornaments, wouldn't you? That's too much work. But the kids are full of questions.
And here are all the ornaments. Mom, our teacher told us that once people had to make all their own ornaments. They wrapped nuts in pretty paper and used ribbons and cookies and all kinds of stuff.
We make some of our own ornaments,
says her brother. And the kids are pulling the ornaments out, but they have the big round glass ones here. Mm. Let's see what the mom says. Yes, and we even have some old ornaments that belong to your great-grandparents.
There are tin ones and cotton ones and wax ones and spun glass and paper ones,
says the grandma.
And these beautiful glass ones.
Your grandma has a bunch of ornaments that her parents and maybe her grandparents even had, and maybe we will get them someday. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. Did any of you know that almost all glass ornaments used to come from one village in Germany called Lauscha? They were all made by hand. American businessmen, including Mr. Woolworth, began importing them, and by 1930, 95% of all glass ornaments hanging on American Christmas trees came from this village. It wasn't until 1939 that glass ornaments were made in America. Could someone please hand me the star?
Why do we put a star on top of the tree, Grandma?
Our family uses the star to remind us of the Star of Bethlehem.
There are so many different ways to decorate a Christmas tree, says the mom.
The main thing is that every family's Christmas tree is very special to that family.
Ready?
Says the young girl, and they flip their Christmas tree lights on now that it's fully decorated. And wow, it is a thing of beauty. And the whole family gets to stand back and look at it.
Could I see it?
Yeah, you could have if you'd been over here instead of flopping around.
Okay, that's a pretty cool Christmas tree.
It is a pretty cool Christmas tree, huh? And it is also the end. And thank you, friends, for coming through a journey through history with us. I feel like we learned a lot. What do you think? Did you know we were going to learn a lot about Christmas trees?
Yeah.
Have you ever wondered about why we do the things that we do with a Christmas tree?
No.
This story is super helpful to learn about all those things.
Oh, and my name is Fred.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.